general financial health of the city of Milton. There's been a lot of speculation in recent history that the city was not in good financial standing. And that was in part derived from a call for an audit by the Auditor General, which is being conducted as I sit here this evening. And they have two of their staff members present within City Hall each day.
This voice is Randy Jorgensen, city manager for the city of Milton. And you say, well, why aren't you not playing the soap opera music? Because it's not a soap opera moment. This is not a drama yelling at each other, making fun of each other moment. This is functional government, and I don't want to punish them for doing good things. And this is Randy Jorgensen in the work session last week explaining to the members of City Council and the public that we have an audit going on. And we have two people in City Hall every day working on this audit. And every day we're getting them what they need.
They've been at or about the city of Milton for approximately 3 weeks. Two actively. And I think they're asking questions each and every day and getting the material that they're asking for, along with explanations on process, procedure, policy, etc.
Now, here's the thing you have to understand. This audit was the result of a bunch of people complaining that the city of Milton is being run poorly, financially mismanaged, the concerns over the wastewater treatment plant, largely the loudest voices, who are the people who are, you know, what I call the pitchfork posse, yelling, screaming, and often saying things that are just plain false, and sometimes true, but an awful lot of stuff that is just wrong, and yet they are loud and irritating, and which is your right as a citizen, you can do that, but it doesn't mean that the stuff you allege is true. And they made allegations, apparently, that led to this audit that the auditors are finding out have no basis in reality whatsoever.
Their main interest has been in regard to the wastewater treatment plant. It began with inquiries as to the city's use of Triumph funds and how we've applied those proceeds and accounted for their use. That would be a good inquiry. Except the city has never received Triumph funds.
We think the city's misusing its Triumph funds. How dare they? Audit ordered. Sir, can you please explain to us what you've done with your Triumph funds? Answer. What now? Dude, there aren't any. What are you talking about?
And if you add that to a number of other items that are similar in nature, where their belief was something different than what is true, I think they're finding this to be an enlightening conversation.
See, you have to appreciate Randy. Randy is the master of understatement. He said that the complaint is dumb, and we're showing them that it's dumb, and they're realizing that it's dumb. And they're going to come back and be dumb pretty quick and say, this was the dumbest waste of our time ever. Things are fine. Because if you ask the CFO, Curtis Krebs, I believe, is the CFO for the city of Milton. He says,
I'm of the opinion.
Oh, sorry. About the CFO's report. Excuse me. Curtis talks later. This is Randy again.
I'm of the opinion that the city is in better financial condition than it ever has been. I've made those expressions in the past. I'll make them here again today.
Here's Curtis Krebs, the CFO.
As you can see at this point in time, general fund has 8.23 months worth of actual reserves on hand. And down the line, gas has 4.96. Water and sewer has 8.48. Sanitation has 4.51.
The reserves are 4.5 months to operate. Like, if the city of Milton takes in zero money for 4.5 months, they can keep operating. Which, like, three is good, and they're at 4.5.
The point being, the 4.5 is the basement. And we cannot and will not, and it wouldn't be my advice and counsel to the city to ever not have 4.5 months of operating revenue available.
But just for clarification purposes, that 4.5 months is available for utilization if we have a natural disaster.
That's why it's there.
So absolutely. Even though it's
that's why it's there. So Jeff Snow's pointing out that a lot of the criticisms of the city that have come lately, from, again, a fairly loud, small group of people, have just been completely misplaced.
So, Randy, just so the citizens are clear, because a lot have been put out that we're not financially strong. You're saying we're over 8 months with reserves.
I'm not saying that. We've got it in the bank.
And which is nearly double of what the state requires.
Well, the state doesn't require any minimum, but an accounting practice would put it at three.
At three.
We're almost three times that.
And the reason I say this is because, you know, I give the city of Milton council a lot of grief, and appropriately so, for their just not their all, but a few people who really create a lot of drama, and some citizens in Milton, quite frankly, create a lot of drama. And the reality of it is, Milton's a healthy place. The people who work in City Hall are very, very capable. The wastewater treatment plant is on track. They can fund right now phase one, which is to move all of the treated effluent out of the Blackwater River, where it is currently discharged from the current plant, over to the spray fields through a pipe under the river. That they're also going to be able to build the plant, first phase, to treat 2 million gallons per day and use the spray field for about one. So they're good. Like, they're on track. They've even, you know, on the verge of being able to get all their permitting done for all of that and finalized. And that's just, like, even though the drama, and even though I know it might seem like, well, Andrew, you're always on them and these people are always on them, that must be. No, I mean, I'm on the council, certain people, and on the citizens, certain people, because they create a lot of very entertaining radio. But in terms of the way the city runs, it's actually very, very, very good. 717 on News, in spite of their efforts. The efforts to ruin it all, frankly. You know, I played a clip yesterday where Randy said, I don't want to tell you where I'm working on my next series of grants with, because we got people who will call them up and mess with it. That's bad that people are actively interfering with the process of government through their not do-gooderism, but do-badderism as private citizens. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right, not seeing any major accidents or issues on our roadways. FHP not showing any accidents on our roadways. Looks like the only slowdown I'm seeing is going to be Highway 98 eastbound getting into Windhaven Beach. Going to be starting right at the new Publix at Windhaven Plaza, stretching up to the McDonald's at Parrish Boulevard. Otherwise, around town, I'm not seeing anything. I-10 and I-110 are flowing. Highway 98 westbound through Tiger Point and proper, not seeing any accidents there. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is flowing. And Highway 29 is good from the Atmore cutoff to Molino through Cantonment. If you see anything out there on the roadways slowing you down and you want to let us know about it, call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you are a renter, okay, and you've always rented, and you've been thinking to yourself, maybe it's time to buy, or, you know, you're getting married and it's time to buy, or you're starting a family and it's time to buy, or you're moving out of your parents and it's time to, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons, okay? But you're scared because it's a big decision, and you've seen the market fluctuate a lot, and you've seen what the interest rates are, and, you know, there's just a lot of uncertainty with doing something like this for the first time. You know you'd be better, or you believe that you'd be better off, you know, spending your own money on yourself and putting an investment instead of, you know, on rent for your landlord, but still, it's a big deal. And you don't know where to start. Well, call Christine Leavenworth. She understands. Call her up and tell her this. Call her. Say, look, Andrew always raves about you. He says you're awesome. Come prove it. She'll laugh. She'll come prove it. And you can sit down and talk with her and ask your questions, and she'll give you perspective and help you figure out what's a realistic expectation for what you can afford, what the market's doing, where's a good place to buy, what she thinks is good for you. And you guys can go from there. Either do nothing or take action and maybe get yourself into a better situation. Christine Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Feedmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Feedmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Easter is more than just colorful eggs, chocolate bunny rabbits, and pretty baskets. All those things may have their place, but I invite you to join us at Northstone Baptist Church as we consider the primary message of Easter, which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you visit, you'll find that Northstone is a welcoming group of Christ-centered believers right here in Pensacola. Also for Easter Sunday, our choir will present an Easter cantata entitled The Easter Lily. This cantata will be fun for children and people of all ages. The service starts at 10:30, and after the cantata, everyone is invited to join us for a lunch fellowship. Easter Sunday is a celebration of Jesus' victory over death and therefore his offer of eternal life. So please be our guest Easter Sunday, March 31st at Northstone Baptist Church here in Pensacola. I hope to see you there.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Physical activity can make your life better. Spring is a great time to begin reaching your movement goals. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County is celebrating National Minority Health Month and promoting breastfeeding for all babies by holding the All Moms, All Babies 1 Mile Color Walk or Run on April 13th. This free family fun event will be held at the Baghdad Mills Site Park beginning at 10 a.m. Call 850-983-5250 to pre-register or for more information, visit health.gov/moveyourway for tips on how to get active.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was gonna be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming in to an authorized dealer like Berets for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Berets Jewelers.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Sometimes news organizations at the national level pick up on something, but it didn't happen recently. It happened a long time ago, and yet it becomes kind of resurfaces. We've got that going on right now with the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Bob Johnson made some comments a couple of years ago about a really bad guy with a bunch of warrants out on him that and a bunch of past convictions. It winds up basically breaking into somebody's home, and somebody in the home shot at him. And then he flees out the back door when the sheriff... it's a crazy story, okay? And then he does a press conference in which he makes some comments about all this that at the time were, a little bit controversial, I guess. This is from 2022, the Santa Villa shooting. He's been arrested since he was 13 years old, this guy. Jumps fence, enters the house, gets shot. And then Bob Johnson makes some comments. And this has become a thing lately with national news organizations kind of calling into Santa Rosa County to find out, hey, did he really say this? Does he really mean this? Here's what he actually said at the time.
And I want to say, as to the person, we don't know which homeowner shot at him. I guess they think that they did something wrong, which they did not. If somebody's breaking in your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do, actually. So whoever that was, you're not in trouble. Come see us. We have a gun safety class we put on every other Saturday. And if you take that, you'll shoot a lot better, and hopefully you'll save the taxpayers money. So... with that, questions?
So, I think there are two different reactions you get to this comment. Reaction number one, laughter. Like, hell yeah. Reaction number two is, ooh. Ugh. Kill him? Kill him better? And I think both reactions have merit, frankly. Now, this has become more of a, like I said, in the last couple of days, this has become a thing. In fact, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office actually got... ex-commented by Elon Musk, who basically said two fire emojis in response to the video of Sheriff Johnson saying this that's been shared across Twitter over the last couple of days, as in he's on board. And then the sheriff's office says, you know, thank you for your support, Elon Musk. So, yes, if somebody comes into your house, they deserve to get shot. And you are only allowed to shoot somebody if you are allowed to kill them. You are only allowed to draw a gun if you are allowed to shoot. And you are only allowed to shoot if you are allowed to kill. And so saying, you know, come into the house, you're going to get shot in Santa Rosa County, especially for this particularly awful bad guy. Yes. Now, the part about we just assume prefer that you kill him so we don't have to pay money to house him. Look, there is a part of me that's like, yeah, and if it's my wife, do it. There is also a concern, and I think this is a fair concern to raise, that if people hear this message, they start to think something along these lines. Well, I got him once, let's finish the job. You cannot finish the job. It's a trite expression to say I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6, but if they're already on the ground bleeding and you shot them, you can't keep shooting. You can't finish the task. You can't save the taxpayers' money. You can't, and that is not the job of law enforcement either. And there is a line here about, you know, should you be encouraging? It starts to look like vigilantism. It starts to look like we'd rather have people dead than in jail. And I know the sheriff doesn't think that, not in that way, but in this situation, he's being flippant and he's saying, in this case, I mean, you know, but no, the job of law enforcement is to save life, even bad guys' lives, until the point that you go through the process and you get convicted and you get sent to the electric chair, if that's what happens. Because until that happens, you want to avoid taking life. That's it. 437-1620. So I think some people are all worked up about something that is not nearly what they think it is. But at the same time, I think there is a concern in this comment that people can take it the wrong way. But look, you know what? I don't mind having a sheriff that says things in a little bit of a colorful way. That doesn't bother me particularly. 727 on News Radio 92.3. Jake, are you next? I can't know. Have we done traffic?
Whatever.
Have we done traffic this 25?
No.
Then
no,
you do. Haven't. You go.
Okay, all right. Not seeing any major accidents or slowdowns on our roadways. Highway 98 eastbound getting into Wind Haven Beach is seeing our normal morning slowdown. This is going to start just around the new Publix at Wind Haven Plaza and stretch up into Mary Esther there. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. Highway 98 through west... Highway 98 westbound through Gulf Breeze and proper, not seeing any issues there. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace, no accidents reported. And Highway 29 south through Cantonment and Inslee is looking good. Also, 9 Mile not showing any issues. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, let us know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Israel has now agreed to reschedule its meeting with the Biden administration on its military plans for the Gaza city of Rafah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had canceled the meeting after the U.S. allowed a Gaza ceasefire resolution to pass at the U.N. yesterday. The White House said they've now agreed to reschedule. After being found guilty late last year on 7 federal counts of fraud and conspiracy, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried will be sentenced today. Prosecutors are seeking up to 50 years in prison for him. And a suspect is in custody after 4 people were killed and 7 injured in that Illinois stabbing spree. Police say 22-year-old Christian Soto has now been booked into jail on charges of first-degree murder and home invasion. He's the man who allegedly went on a killing rampage in several locations across Rockford, Illinois yesterday.
All right. Thanks so much, David. 729 News Radio 92.3. I got a text in here. Somebody says, shoot to stop. Every gun owner needs to repeat this phrase to themselves so often that it's what you say when you're under stress, too. And that's right. That's right. You're not shooting to kill. You're shooting to stop. And when the threat is stopped, you have to stop shooting. Now, look, there's all kinds of situations. And, you know, as we hear both sheriffs and our PPD, they're always, you know, reasonableness, understanding what's going on in the mind of the ordinary person, you know, what you're going to get prosecuted for or not get prosecuted for. But, you know, the short version is this. If you're really genuinely scared for your life or the life of somebody else, you shoot until that fear is not present. But if the threat is not there, not a reasonable threat anymore, and you keep shooting, you're going to go to jail. That's it. That's the line. So, and I mean, that is the clear law. And it's something that every gun owner needs to understand.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Shipping and supply chain operators meet with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg today about coordinating efforts to keep everything moving while the Port of Baltimore is closed by a bridge collapse caused by a cargo ship collision. The bodies of two workers are recovered. Four others are still in the water.
They believe that the wreckage underneath the water is so hazardous towards the divers, they're going to move to the salvage effort to start trying to get cranes out here on barges to remove that. The Dolly ship, there's about 4,700 containers on there. 56 were holding hazardous materials, and some have leaks.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Four people are dead, seven injured in a stabbing spree across several locations in Rockford, Illinois.
We do have a suspect in custody.
A 22-year-old man, Police Chief Carla Redd, says not all the victims were stabbed. One who died was a mail carrier. Rockford's mayor calls it a random and senseless act of violence. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne right now. It is sunny and 51 degrees in Pensacola this morning. Bit of a setback for Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh in his legal fight to retrieve thousands of text messages that he alleges were stolen. Burgosh and Escambia County had sued the Pensacola News Journal, Jonathan Owens, and Alex Arduini, requesting a writ of replevin. They were asking the judge to order them to return the text messages. However, Okaloosa County Judge Jonathan Schlechter denied that request, saying in a preliminary ruling, quote, no evidence was presented that indicated any physical media at issue in the matter was the property of Escambia County. Schlechter also says that the News Journal has possession of the download and there's no evidence that they engaged in illicit or illegal conduct to obtain it. It's also important to note, though, that this is only the first step in this lawsuit. Well, after that bridge collapse in Baltimore this week, the director of the Port of Pensacola says there's some stark differences between Baltimore and Pensacola.
The port is a direct line to the Gulf of Mexico, so there are no overhead bridges or structures or anything that the boats that call on Pensacola have to worry about, which is actually a selling point for the Port of Pensacola because it's one of the quickest transits in and out of the port along the Gulf of Mexico.
And Clark Merritt there, and he says along the Gulf of Mexico, Pensacola offers one of the shortest lengths of time that it takes a ship to port. He says for each ship coming in or out, a state-licensed pilot and tugboats provide escorts, and in the event of a power loss, those tugboats can keep a ship in the channel or direct them away from land if it's needed. Looks like the feud between Governor DeSantis and Disney might finally be over. Lawsuits filed by the company and the new oversight board were settled yesterday. That feud has been ongoing a couple of years now since Disney criticized the parental rights and education law. Governor DeSantis says that criticism came mostly from company officials that were in California, and both sides now say they've got a desire just to move forward. A Walt Disney World official says the new agreement will open a chapter of constructive engagement and help to create jobs and more economic opportunity. Well, a suspect has been arrested after a shooting last night in Gulf Shores. This happened near the Hangout Bar on Highway 59 and Beach Highway in Gulf Shores. The victim was flown to a nearby hospital. Right now, there's no word on their current condition. The Hangout did post on social media that the suspect and the victim were not at their establishment. They said all patrons at their bar at the time are safe. An investigation into that shooting is ongoing today. And we're a couple months ahead of the start of the June 1st start of hurricane season this year. But AccuWeather has released their seasonal forecast, and they're predicting what could be a potentially explosive season. They're predicting anywhere from 20 to 24 named storms this year. They say 8 to 12 of those could become hurricanes. 4 to 7 of those could potentially reach major hurricane strength of category 3 or higher. The average hurricane season has 14 named storms and 7 hurricanes. The 2023 season ended with an above average 20 named storms, making it the fourth most active season on record. It is 7:35 at News Radio, and Jake has a look at our traffic on the fives.
All right, this traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. Burgess and Olive are looking good. Highway 98 eastbound getting into Wynn Haven, starting at about the new Publix at the Wynn Haven Plaza, stretching up to the McDonald's at Parrish Boulevard. We're going to see our normal morning slowdowns there. Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. Looks like Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox all checking in good. If you do see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can let me know by calling or texting our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, Jake. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We will have plenty of sunshine today with temperatures rising near 72 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 47. Beautiful and sunny as you go into Friday with a high near 71. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 55. The nice weather continues for your Saturday with just a few passing clouds, high near 74 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it's 51 and sunny in Pensacola, 50 in Gulf Breeze, 51 in Milton. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Hyundai Motor is considering producing hybrid and plug-in hybrid electric vehicles at its nearly $7.6 billion plant in Georgia, in addition to all electric vehicles. The reassessment comes amid slower than expected adoption of EVs, as well as the Biden administration revising emission rules. Hyundai just revealed a fresh Tucson crossover yesterday that will be offered as a traditional gas engine, hybrid, and plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. A very lucky person in New Jersey has won the $1.13 billion Mega Millions jackpot after matching all six numbers. Here's how those winnings will be taxed. The ticket holder will pay at least 24% upfront federal withholding to the...
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Pinair Credit Union is here for every move-in day to the perfect home, every trip up the coast in the perfect car, for every business door unlocked, every dollar saved for something special, every dream achieved one goal at a time. We're here because Pinair Credit Union has been a part of this community since 1936. And with affordable lending, flexible accounts, easy access, and smart guidance, we're a perfect fit for the way you bank. Join us at Pinair.org. You'll fit right in. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
And I want to say, as to the person, we don't know what homeowner, which homeowner shot at him. I guess they think that they did something wrong, which they did not. If somebody's breaking in your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do, actually. So whoever that was, you're not in trouble. Come see us. We have a gun safety class we put on every other Saturday. And if you take that, you'll shoot a lot better and hopefully you'll save taxpayers' money. So, with that, questions?
Now, these were comments by Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson a couple of years ago in the 2022 Santa Villa shooting with a guy who was a very long-time criminal with lots of prior arrests and warrants out for him and, you know, running into a home, fleeing and eluding, and a homeowner shot him. And you heard what he said. And we're talking about this before the break just a little bit and how, you know, kind of two reactions. One is laughter, go get him, hell yeah. And the other is, I don't know about all that. That seems a bit much. And what might happen if you had a deputy get involved in a shooting and then somebody says, well, look, this is the culture that you're creating. Or, you know, you have a homeowner involved in a shooting, excessive use of force or a shot after the threat's no longer there and all of these kinds of things. So I'm with Sheriff Johnson generally. I think I'm not with him 100% on this, but I am with him in heart because if a guy breaks into the home and, you know, they're threatening my kids, I will shoot to stop and I will not hesitate to shoot to kill unless the threat stops. And if the guy is disarmed and no longer a threat, I mean, you have to shoot. You can't like go inspect him and be like, hey, pulse is still there. Good. Let's take care of him. No, that's murder. Before we go too much further on this, I want to bring Mike Wood in. He is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, I just want to check, you know, I always like to check with law enforcement to make sure the things I'm saying are correct. You are allowed to shoot to stop until the threat is no longer present and a reasonable person is no longer fearing for themselves or for anybody else nearby. At that point, you have to stop shooting. Do I have it right?
You've got it right. Yes, sir.
And if you keep shooting at that point, when you're no longer reasonably afraid for life, limb, or, relative's life or limb, you can face charges up to and including murder.
Well, that's possible. Every situation is different, and it all has to be looked at. Investigators will look at it from the perspective of the victim. If this person has never been involved in a violent encounter before, especially one in their home, they will do what they have to do to protect themselves and their family, hopefully. And I think the message that the sheriff was trying to convey there was that in a situation like that, you don't have time to think about whether you're right or you're wrong. He's making people understand that they're in your home, they're causing, that they are a threat to you. You do what you have to do and to eliminate that threat, and don't worry about being arrested. Let's worry about the threat at hand right now. And so I think that's what the message ultimately was.
Oh, and that's a great reminder, too, because that's exactly what happens is people see these stories about, you know, homeowner shoots, gets arrested, and you're like, oh, I don't know what I can do. As long as you're afraid, you can do what you need to do, and let's not hesitate because hesitation is a bad thing in that case. So that's a great clarification. Things that we have going on in Pensacola this week, I think it has been a relatively low level of what we would call, you know, news-related or newsworthy stories, but you did have a pretty bad outcome of somebody making a bad decision with a motorcycle. Is that right?
Yeah, unfortunately, Pensacola PD officers were last Saturday night attempting to make a stop on a motorcycle. That motorcycle fled, and we're just not going to, you know, to chase a motorcycle is a very dangerous thing to do. We did not engage in any pursuit that evening, but he got on the interstate northbound and at the interstate at Davis Highway, lost control of the motorcycle and hit a concrete barrier and was killed. And, we've seen this happen before with motorcycles, unfortunately, several times. And this is one of the reasons, or the reason why we simply just, it's just too dangerous to engage in a pursuit with them unless they're involved in a forcible felony.
So this is a case where it's not because of dangers to other people necessarily, but because motorcycles are so fast and so dangerous, engaging in a chase with them, unless, as you say, there's a forcible felony that you're trying to, you know, prevent or, you know, catch the perpetrator of, it's just too risky to them, basically. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of times we have the tag number. We can take care of this later on. But even if we don't, it's just something it's just simply not worth it.
You know, it reminds me of, I was talking to Chief Hawthorne from Gulf Breeze Police Department over the weekend, last weekend, and we aired that interview earlier this week, and he was talking about speeding on Three Mile Bridge and people going outrageously fast speeds, you know, over 100 miles an hour on Three Mile Bridge. Look, we all know the bridge was built for speed, and then they tell us to drive slow. It's not reasonable or fair, but it is the law. And he was saying, you know, that they are very actively enforcing the speed limit there. And you and I have talked about this a little bit before, marked and unmarked vehicles. Do you guys have incidents like that where people are going over 100? And how actively are you patrolling Three Mile Bridge?
Well, the first fatality since the new bridge came into existence was a motorcycle. I was on the bridge that night. There's a construction crew working that night, and the motorcycle was doing about 120 miles an hour when it lost control and hit the back of one of these construction vehicles that was working on the bridge, and it cost the rider his life. So it's already happened on that bridge, and we are, along with Gulf Breeze, working on the bridge day and night in marked, unmarked vehicles, motorcycles, watching the speed on that bridge because, if you look at it, it's built a lot or just like the I-10 bridge, which has a higher speed limit. But the reason the speed limit is what it is because of the approaches on both ends. You have to have a certain distance to be able to go down in speed, and the 3-mile bridge is just simply not long enough to maintain anything over 45 miles an hour for that distance. So that's why it's built like the I-10 bridge, but the speeds have to be slower simply because there's just not a long enough stretch there to do anything else.
We're talking to Mike Wood. He is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, hang on for just a second. Let's get Jake in here with traffic on the fives. Jake?
Not seeing any major issues on our roadways. Highway 98 eastbound getting into Windhaven Beach. We're seeing our normal morning slowdown there, stretching from the new Publix all the way up to the McDonald's at Parrish Boulevard. Otherwise, around town, not seeing anything slowing you down. If you do see anything out there on the roadways and you want to report it to us, you can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. I did want to get just kind of an update from you. We've had a couple of things that were kind of waiting on implementation. You and I have talked last week about the red light cameras. But what about the substation at Pensacola State College? That seemed like it was kind of a, hey, do a little bit of installation, knock down a few walls, put in some cabling, and we're good. But it's not open yet, right?
No, not yet. And, and we're looking forward to that. I've always been told since I was a kid, good things come to those who wait. And that's going to happen as well. But, with the IT issues that we've experienced, just when we get close and something else happens to knock that back. And, of course, they've got to prioritize that and get everything back up and running. And then concentrate back on projects such as the substation.
Yeah, that actually reminds me, was PPD operations or dispatch affected at all by the, I guess, still kind of ongoing security stuff with the city? It seems like you guys were mostly isolated from that. Is that right?
Well, we had some administrative numbers that had to be changed, and that's about the extent of it for us. There was no emergency communications that were affected.
Well, that's very good news. The other project we've kind of been waiting on is the new SWAT van, the new Bearcat, I think a Bearcat if I'm not mistaken, to replace the old and really not great plumber's van that we kind of use right now. How close are we on that?
I don't have an exact date, and again, that's something that, those type vehicles, those specialty vehicles are a lot like ambulances and fire trucks. You order them, and they, they're like a Whataburger. They're going to build them as they're ordered. They're not going to have them sitting ahead of time and sitting in a lot and hoping somebody buys it because the specifications are different on every vehicle. So once they're ordered with the specs that we want, then they begin to build that, and that unfortunately takes time, and there's a line. There's a lot of agencies that are doing the same thing, and it's a first-come, first-served basis sort of thing. So we're still waiting, and again, good things come to those who wait, and when that thing arrives, we're going to be sure to let everyone know.
Great. Very good. We always like to end with a did you know or a cop myth. Do you have one for me this week?
Yeah, and this has to do with traffic stops and officers ordering people from the vehicle, the driver and the passenger from the vehicle. And do you have to get out of the car when the officer says yes? And the answer to that question is yes, you do. And this comes from case law, and case law is what governs what officers can and cannot do. And the first one was involved a case, Pennsylvania versus Mims in 1977, and that's the case law regarding the driver. And then the decision was made, yes, the officer, if the stop is legal, then the officer has the right to ask the driver to exit the vehicle. And then came along in 1997, Maryland versus Wilson, that addressed the passengers, everybody else in the car. Do the officers have the right to ask them to get out? And the decision was also made, yes, they do. As long as the stop was reasonable, it was legal, and the officers can articulate why they needed the occupants to exit the vehicle. So the short answer is yes. When the officers ask you to get out of the car, you must do that.
Okay, so that's the last thing you said. I just want to clarify. if the officer just walks up to your door and says, get out, and you say, can you tell me why, officer, they do have to articulate a reason. But if they articulate a reason, then you have to get out. If they want to then search the car, they would have to articulate a probable cause justification for searching the car on top of having explained why they want you to get out, or you can say no and decline until they secure a warrant. Do I have all of that correct?
Well, you don't. The officer does not have to tell them why at the moment. They just, when they order them out, they've got to get out. And the reason for that is the officer may see a weapon, or there's a lot of reasons that officer may have to get those people to exit the car. And if you tell them why, then that could make things worse. So, when I say that they need to articulate it, that's later on on a report or in court. The officer must be able to explain his actions, but not immediately on the scene. No, they don't have to do that.
Okay, so they do have to be able to articulate later in order to give justification for asking you to get out of the car, not to you, to your face at that moment before you get out. But I'm still right about the search part, right? That if they say, may I search your car, and you can say no, or you can say, can you tell me why you want to, and they do at that point have to articulate something, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They will ask for consent to search, and if the occupant says no, then the officer can wait and get a search warrant. But, you know, that happens on when the dog alerts on the car,
right?
sort of thing. So yeah, it gets into a whole new area at that point. But if the officer has a reason to believe that there's narcotics or something else in the vehicle, then we can get a search warrant.
And then somebody texts in a good follow-up to this. Do passengers in a traffic stop have to provide identification?
It depends again on what's going on. The driver has to, obviously, because of the driver's license, but the passengers, again, not so much. It depends on the situation and what the investigation's about.
Okay, unless there is a reason, and that's something that they would absolutely have to be able to articulate later, and possibly at the time, depending on circumstances. Is that pretty much right?
Yeah, right. But yeah, the short answer overall is no on the passengers, but yes on the driver, on whoever's operating the vehicle.
Oh, okay. All right. So I was a little bit wrong in my lean on that. So no on the passengers, again, unless there's something else that would justify the need to get an ID from them. Very good. That's why I love talking to y'all. I always learn stuff, and I know our listeners learn stuff as well. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department, and joins us every Thursday at this time. Mike, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for what you do, keeping us safe, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
7:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need any kind of video done for your business, for your vacation rental, for a house you're trying to sell, for a car you're trying to sell, a boat you're trying to sell, or just anything online that you want to do to promote or advertise, you need a good comprehensive video production service. That's Pelican Drones. Now, I know you've heard me talk about them a lot in the past in relation to their drone-based footage, which, of course, it's in their name, Pelican Drones. But they do ground-based footage all the time. They do video for meetings, presentations, online, depending on the length you want. It's longer for Facebook, it's shorter for TikTok, wherever in between you want to do. They can produce all of that. And then when they're done, you own it all. So if you want to reuse it, repackage it in a different way in the future, that is totally up to you because it belongs to you. So if you want a fantastic, comprehensive video production and creation service, Pelican Drones, they will take care of you. Find out more at pelicandrones.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
What makes you think she's a witch?
Oh, she turned me into a newt.
A newt.
I got better.
Good morning, 7:56 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, very cherry. I'm Andrew McKay. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
He played that clip there earlier. Did you know that Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd paid for Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
No.
They financed it so it could
really?
Be made, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
They couldn't get the money from the studios, and they chipped in and helped out.
Well, why would the studios want to fund one of the funniest movies ever made? I mean, why
exactly.
Why would they do that?
Exactly, exactly. All
Nobody's going to laugh at those silly Brits for 50 years.
I know. Oh, man. I think it's the only movie quoted more than Family Guy. I really think so, at least the people I know. Looking around our roadways, not seeing any major accidents or slowdowns to report. Highway 98 seeing our normal morning slowdown getting out of Navarre, getting into Windhaven Beach, starting at the new Publix, going up to Parrish Boulevard, but really not too bad for this time of morning. Looks like Highway 29 south is good from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is good. And not seeing any accidents on Davis Highway. It's clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brenton, Fairfield. And we're looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, let me know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. I just love that. That's great. By the way, I said it kind of doing quick math in my head. 1975, 49 years. Holy Grail is 49 years old.
Holy Grail is right.
Oh, man.
Wow.
He chose poorly. I know that's a different reference to a Holy Grail, but still. Oh, my God. Wow. I got some good texts, and I just want to share them with you real quick. Somebody says, the person who had asked the question about the traffic stop of the passenger show ID, I told them thanks for the question. They said, thank you for asking. I love this show. See, that I love you guys texting in stuff. You make me think. You give me things to tell other people that you think, and I appreciate it. And I always hope that's the reaction, is that you don't just like the show. You don't just kind of enjoy it. You don't just have it on. I really hope you're like, man, God, I love this. You know, that's the kind of show I'm always trying to produce for you. Somebody else says, bring out your dead. Thank you very much. Nicely done. Not dead yet. I'll go to David in the newsroom with our headlines. Right. David, sorry.
Well, a judge in Los Angeles says the tax charges against Hunter Biden were not politically motivated. That from a hearing regarding those charges yesterday. Biden was not there. He's accused of failing to pay at least $1.4 million in federal taxes. And former Connecticut senator and vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman has died at 82 in New York after complications from a fall. He ran with Al Gore in 2000.
Very good. Yeah, it's a very sad day. Joe Lieberman was, in my opinion, exactly the kind of politician you want, especially when he's going to disagree with you, because he can work with you.
Local
That's what
news
I
every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.